Today's devotion is entitled, The Sweetest Statement in the Bible, by Pastor Ed Blonsky, St. Matthew, Hawthorne Woods. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 3:23-24. Do you have a favorite Bible verse? For me, my favorite Bible verse tends to change every so often. If I'm in a melancholy mood, if I'm in a happy place, if I'm contemplating a life change, if something is going on in my life, all these will have an influence on what my favorite Bible verse is. I don't know if Martin Luther had a favorite Bible verse. I suspect he had many. But here's what he wrote concerning Romans 3:23-24. It is true that nothing but faith saves. Our salvation cost us nothing. Nonetheless, it has cost God something. It has cost Him so much that His only Son had to become man and redeem us. This redemption was accomplished through the shedding of Christ's blood, as St. Paul very beautifully tells the Romans. I must so direct my faith that I never push aside the means and never think of appearing before God without this cost. For it is decreed that God will accept no man unless he comes in this Son. From what Luther says, compiled by Ewald Plass, 1959, Concordia Publishing House. For me, Romans 3:23-24 is the sweetest verse in the Bible. In it, the entire Bible is compacted into 29 words in the English Standard Version, the entirety of Scripture reduced to less than 30 words. These two verses, 29 words, are like a nuclear bomb that forever changed the world. When Luther brought these words back to light, and especially when he translated them into German so that his flock could read them for themselves, the world was forever changed. The gospel that had exploded on the scene 1,500 years before now had burst out of the Dark Ages. Here we are now, over 500 years later. What are we to do with these words? What are we to do with this gospel? What are we to do with Jesus? It is my goal that every breath I take, I am telling someone about Jesus Christ and His love. For me, everything I do is still all about Jesus. How about you? We pray. Heavenly Father, I praise You for the great God You are. I love You because You first loved me and gave up Your only Son to save me from sin, death, and the power of the devil. I pray the Holy Spirit will strengthen my faith so that I can share the gospel of Jesus with everyone, with every breath I take. In Jesus' name, amen. Taken from True Men Ministries, 2017.